சோகுணம் நீகும். வெல்கம் டு பக்தி சங்க ஜப கான்ஃபரன்ஸ். ஸோ டுடேஸ் கிளாஸ் இட் பி கிவன் பை ஹர் பேஜ் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
சாவித்ரி தேவிதாசி,
சாவித்ரி மாதாஜி, டாபிக் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய சரிதாமித மாத்தியா லீலா சாப்டர் 24 அண்ட் வர்ஸ் நம்பர் 329 ஆன்வர்ஸ். தேங்க் யூ வெரி மச் மாதாஜி ஃபார் கிவிங் யுவர் வேலியபிள் டைம் இன் அசோசியேஷன். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மாதாஜி, ப்ளீஸ் டேக் ஓவர் த கால்.
தேங்க் யூ கோமதிக்கு மாதாஜி, ப்ளீஸ் அக்செப்ட் Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Chapter 24. Om Ajnana Sindhandasya Jnanan Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Uvishnapitam Yena Bhutale Mayam Rupa Kata Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha ீம் சாம் சகநாத்தம் தம் சீவம் சாத்வைத்தம் சாத்தம் பரிஜனம் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணச்சைத்தியதேவாதீவிஷாநீணுனாசிந்தோபந்தோகே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ஸ்ரீமத காந்த நமஸ்தே. சப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ஸ்ரீராதே பிருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விஷுபானு சுதி தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரி பிரியே. வாஞ்சா கல்பதருவ்யஸ்ச கிருபா சிந்துவைவ ச பதீதானம் பாவனேயோ வஷ்ணோ நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர சிவதி கௌரவாக்த பிந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே 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 ராம் ராம் ராம ராம ஹரே ஹரே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய சரிதாமிருத மத்ய லீலா சாப்டர் 24 ஸ்டார்டிங் ஃப்ரம் த டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 329. ததாபி ஏய் சூத்ரேரோ சுனு திக் தர்ஷன சகாரண லிக்கியதோ குரு ஆஸ்ரயன. பிகாஸ் யூ ஆஸ்க் மீ ஃபார் எ சினாப்சிஸ், ப்ளீஸ் ஹியர் தீஸ் ஃபியூ இண்டிகேஷன்ஸ் இன் த பிகினிங். இண்டிகேஷன்ஸ் இன் த பிகினிங் டிஸ்கிரைப் ஹவு ஒன் மஸ்ட் டேக் ஷெல்டர் ஆஃப் எ போனஃபைட் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் மாஸ்டர். ஸோ as we know in this section we are understanding very important point. Mahaprabhu requested Srila Sanatan Goswami to write a book on Vaishnava Sadachar Smriti, Vaishnava Smriti. So Sanatan Goswami then begging mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become suitably empowered to write the bona fide subject matter, that is Vaishnava Smriti. Because this is not just academic things, this is transcendental subject matter. Unless we come to the transcendental platform, how can you speak on transcendental subject? How can you practice transcendental subject? That is a transcendental process, and how can you live a life on the knowledge of transcendence? Impossible. Material intelligence, material mind, and material education would not give us this access. So Mahaprabhu actually empowered him, blessed him, and in 329 he said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, whatever you want to do, you will be able to correctly. You will be able to do correctly by Lord Krishna's favor. He will manifest the real purpose. That's the point that 328 Mahaprabhu said. Means Krishna will descend inside. Krishna Shai Shai Toma. Actually, Krishna enters in the heart of the devotee and personally writes. And that same thing happened to Srila Prabhupada. He admitted, actually, that he didn't write the purports of Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, completely transcendental subject matters. And transcendental purport and directly given by Krishna. Krishna was sitting in the heart of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada became a very wonderful, faithful medium or instrument in the hand of Krishna. That's why Bhaktivedanta purports are so powerful. And and as our Guru Maharaj says very wonderfully, ISKCON is the factory which is producing pure devotees. And that's true. In ISKCON, due to the Bhaktivedanta purports, everyone has the potential to become pure devotees of Lord. That means Bhaktivedanta purports are sending all the conditioned souls to the spiritual world. It is that powerful. So now Mahaprabhu speaking again to Sanatana Goswami. Today's verse, that is 329, that Mahaprabhu says, because you asked me for a synopsis, please hear these few indications. First point he is stressing now. In the beginning, describe how one must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Why? Why is it is so important to take first the shelter of bona fide spiritual master? Because that is the real cause of our spiritual life the sadhan bhajan, the spiritual practice is depending on the mercy of spiritual master. Actually, in the shloka it is written, sa karana likhi ado guru ashrayana. Here, sa karana, in some books it is written, sarva karana. Likhi ado guru ashrayano. For spiritual life, we must get the favor of Sri Guru, spiritual master. Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, both. Especially the Diksha Guru, taking shelter. Ashrayano, it's not easy word. Ashray, taking shelter, means we have to surrender. Surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Sa karana. And this word for word meaning is the cause. The cause of our spiritual empowerment is Sri Sri Guru Dev. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, half of the absolute truth is Sri Guru Kripa. And half of the absolute truth is Bhagavan. We need the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. Mahaprabhu said elsewhere, right? Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavanji. Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Bij. Guru first. Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa and Krishna Kripa. Both we need, you know, parallelly, simultaneously. We cannot neglect Gurudev and only take shelter of Krishna, or only take shelter of Guru, neglect Krishna. No, we need both. Because Guru is Ashraya Tattva and Krishna is Vishaya Tattva. Krishna is predominator. Guru is predominated. In Gurudev, we must see Srimati Radharani's mercy flowing. And in Gurudev, we see Srimati Radharani's lotus feet, because Srimati Radharani is the Ashraya Tattva, Mool Ashraya Tattva, means original Ashraya Tattva, predominated principle. Krishna is the predominator principle, enjoyer, supreme, masculine. And Srimati Radharani is enjoyed, predominated bhakti. Alladini, Shakti, Primo Vikriti. And Radharani is the original servant of Krishna. And everyone is servant of Krishna. We're always servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. That's why we say Radharani is our guru. Our Gurudev is guru. They're all one, actually. Ashraya Tattva. Ashraya means container of bhakti. Krishna is Sevya Bhagavan, means is our worshipable Lord, object of our worship. And Radharani is worshipper, God. Gurudev also, worshipper, God. Krishna is worshipable Lord, Savior. Sevak Bhagavan, Savior Bhagavan. We need two Bhagavans. Sevak Bhagavan is Gurudev. Savior Bhagavan is Supreme Lord. And Sakarana means our progress of spiritual life is dependent on Sri Gurudev's kripa, favor, pleasure. So a faithful follower of Krishna consciousness, or faithful follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he tries to please Sri Gurudev by his proper behavior, humbleness, humility, submissiveness, honesty, and diligent practice, following his instructions and taking his instructions, Gurudev's instructions, as life and soul. Because very life is dependent on Gurudev's kripa. That's why Mahaprabhu speaking, Sakarana Likhi. Ado Guru Ashrayana. This point is very important. Many times devotees wonder, oh, we can bypass Gurudev, you know, just ritualistic pay obeisances, that's it. Forget about Gurudev and just directly serve the Supreme Lord. Actually, we are assisting the internal potency of Lord. Radharani's internal potency. Our position is, we are always assisting Srimati Radharani. We are always assisting the representative of Srimati Radharani, is Gurudev. Independently, we cannot do anything, because we are not independent. our position is always remain subordinate to either material energy or spiritual energy. Mahatmanam stu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. Either you take shelter of daivim prakriti or maya prakriti, jara prakriti, material energy. Whole spiritual life starts from the taking shelter of bona fide spiritual master and depends also. It's not, sometimes we hear the example, Gurudev is like the priest and Krishna is like the husband and disciple is like the bride, you know, and groom is Krishna, bride is the disciple, and Gurudev just unites disciple, means bride, to groom Krishna, and his duty is finished. Actually not. Eternally we are subordinate to Sri Gurudev and his mercy and his instruction. In the spiritual world also, Gurudev is our leader, and under his subordination, under the subordination of Srimati Radharani, who will serve Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, you know, Mahaprabhu came to this world to teach us to serve Lord Krishna under the subordination of Srimati Radharani. That means under the subordination of Sri Guru. Gurudev takes us to the shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami takes us, you know, to the shelter of Lalita Sakhi. And then she takes us to the shelter of Srimati Radharani. And she Radharani offers us to Sri Krishna. It's so wonderful, a point to understand that we are always very secured and very, very much sheltered. This feeling gives us so much strength. We are not alone. We are under the shelter of Sri Guru, who is very dear servant of Sri Krishna, very confidential servant of Krishna, right? That is the understanding of Gurudev's position. He is not Savior Bhagavan, Supreme Enjoyer Krishna, but he is enjoyed Krishna, means enjoyed principle. I shouldn't say enjoyed Krishna, means shelter principle or ashraya tattva. He is Bhagavan for the disciples, but not the Sarishwarya Purna Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Sevak Bhagavan. I wanted to say this word, Sevak Bhagavan, servant God. Because there's no separation between Sevya Bhagavan and Sevak Bhagavan. And the spiritual master is always resting at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and serving, assisting Srimati Radharani. So this is the position, Sakarana. This is so important to understand. Our real spiritual life begins after taking shelter of bona fide spiritual master. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm just reading one beautiful, one beautiful poem written by Sanatan Goswami about the Guru Padashray. Because Sanatan Goswami wrote the book named Sri Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas on the basis of the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving the synopsis, like formulas. And then Sanatan Goswami explained this in details in that book, Sri Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas. I personally did not read that book. but many devotees read that book. So from Chaitanya Charitamrita we get all the summary of all instructions. As we will understand from next verse, Mahaprabhu gave 48 items or synopsis to write, write on, in that book. So it will start from next verse, means this verse. First is Guru Padashraya. Actually, this verse is the first item. First is Sri Guru Ashrayan. This is first. And the next verse will speak second, means Guru Lakshanam. Third, Shishya Lakshanam, and so on, so on. And we are going to hear total 48 items, right? So Srila Sanatan Goswami in Bengali wrote a beautiful prayer at the lotus feet of Gurudev, glorifying Gurudev. And the song's name is Ashray Koriya Bondo Sri Guru Charana. Ashray Koriya Bondo Sri Guru Charana. It is Guru Bandana, written by Sri Sanatan Goswami. I feel very appropriate to hear that song, for today's verse. I'm reading first the real poem, the poem, bhajan, then I'll read the translation. Ashray koriya bandho Sri Guru Charano, jaha hoite mile bhai Krishna Primodano, jibiro nistaro lagi nandasuto hori, bhuvane prakasho han guru rupo dhori, mohimay guru Krishna eko kori jano, guru agyari deshavo sotto kori mano, sotto gyani guru vakki jaharo vishashu, avoshu taharo hai brojo bhumi basu, jaro prati guru devo hano proshan paroshanno, kono bigneshi ho nahi hayo avoshanno, Krishna rushto hoile guru rakibare pare, guru rushto hoile Krishna rakibare nare, guru mata guru pita guru hano poti, guru bina e samsare nahi arogoti, guru ke manushya gyano na karo kakhono, guru ninda kubu kane na karo shobono, guru nindu kero mukho na kubu na heribe, jatha hai guru ninda tatha na jaibe, guru bikriya jodi dekho dekho kakhono, tathapi apogga nahi karo kadachan, guru pado padme rahe jaro nishthabhati, jagot tarite shei dhare mahashakti, heno guru pado padmo karo bandona, jaha hoite ghuche bhai shakolo jantrona, guru pado padmo nityo je kare bandona, Shire dhori bondi ami tahar charana, Shri Guru charana padmo ride kore asho, Shri Guru bandana kare sanatana dasho. So this is a beautiful bhajan poem written by Shri Sanatana Goswami. 14 stanzas are there. So now I'm reading the translation. Having sought refuge, I bow at Sri Guru's feet, from which, O brother, one gains the wealth of Krishna Prema. To redeem the jivas, Nanda's son Hari appears in the world in the likeness of Sri Guru. Guru and Krishna are glorified as one, and so the Guru's order should always be taken to heart, knowing it is Satya. Whoever has deep faith in the Guru's utterance as Satya Jnana certainly dwells in Brajabhumi. Whoever quotes Sri Gurudeva's pleasure, no impediment can cause him harm. If Krishna gets angry, Sri Guru can protect, but if Sri Guru gets angry, Krishna will neglect. Guru is mother, Guru is father, Guru is lord and master. Without Sri Guru, there is no recourse in the in this samsara. Never look upon Sri Guru as a worldly man, and never lend your ears to Guru Ninda. Never even look in the face of them that speak ill of Guru, and avoid the place where Guru Ninda is heard. Even if you see some misconduct in Sri Guru, never disregard him for it. One who thus cleaves the Guru's lotus feet with firm devotion carries with him the great power to deliver the world. Bow to such a Guru's lotus feet, O brother, thereby all afflictions cease. Whoever bows to Sri Guru's lotus feet every day, taking his feet upon his head, I salute him. Hoping to retain Guru's lotus feet within his heart, Sanatan Das makes Guru Bandana. So this really is wonderful poem. Says a lot of things. Just I wanted to mention this wonderful poem written by Sri Sanatan Goswami in Bengali language. The main point is Gurudev's support, empowerment, shelter, affection is very, very important for our spiritual growth. We are like little children, and Gurudev is like father, very mercifully, very kindly, very lovingly, holding our hands, taking us to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Ultimately, Gurudev sends us back to the spiritual world. Who can repay the debt of Srila Gurudev? Srila Gurudev ki jai, both Shiksha Guru, Bhiksha Guru ki jai. So we are now going to the next verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking about the synopsis to write, in that book, the Smriti, Vaishnava Smriti. And Sanatana Goswami very meticulously wrote that book, Shishi Hari Bhakti Vilas. The second item, third, fourth, fifth items that we are now hearing. 330. Guru Lakshana, Shishya Lakshana, Duharo Parikshana, Shebhya Bhagavan, Sarva Mantra Vicharana. Guru Lakshana, the symptoms of a bona fide spiritual master. Shishya Lakshana, the symptoms of a bona fide disciple. Duharo of both. Parikshana, the testing. Sebhya Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is worshipable. Sarva Mantra Vicharana, consideration of the different types of mantras. Translation. Your book should describe the characteristics of a bona fide guru and a bona fide disciple. Then before accepting a spiritual master, one can be assured of the spiritual master's position. Similarly, the spiritual master can also be assured of the disciple's position. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, should be described as the worshipable object. And you should describe the Bija Mantra for the worship of Krishna, as well as that for Rama and or other expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport is really big, so little I'll read, discuss. So in this translation, we are understanding Mahaprabhu wants Sanatan Goswami to write on those points. First point is Guru Pada Ashraya. Guru Ashrayana. Second is Guru Lakshana. Third is Shishya Lakshana. Then fourth is Duharo Parikshana. Fifth is Sebhya Bhagavana. Sixth is Sarva Mantra Vicharana. Actually. So these are all important for our spiritual life. Why? So spiritual life would be as smooth as possible, because Shraddha, Bhakti are very important points for spiritual life. We cannot just do it superficially without depth of understanding, and also get the highest result. It is not possible. Topmost result is obtaining the attainment of Krishna Prema, thus become eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. It's not so easy. Therefore, the system is this. Now, purport. In the Padma Purana, the characteristics of the Guru, the bona fide spiritual master, have been described. Mahabhagavata Sreshta Brahmana Vai Guru Ninam Sarvesham Eva Lokanam Asau Pujo Yathahari Mahakula Prasutopi Sarva Yigneshu Dikshita Sahasra Sakhadhyayicha Na Guru Syad Avaishnavaha. The Guru must be situated on the topmost platform of devotional service. There are three classes of devotees, and the Guru must be accepted from the topmost class. The first class devotee is the spiritual master for all kinds of people. It is said, Guru Ninam, the word Ninam means of all human beings. The Guru is not limited to a particular group. It is stated in the Upadeshamrita of Sri Rupa Goswami that a Guru is a Goswami, a controller of the senses and the mind. Such a Guru can accept disciples from all over the world. Prithivim cha sa shishyat. This is the test of the Guru. This principle of Guru is same. And Guru Dev, this very beautiful point, is the Guru of Ninam. Whole human mankind, means the whole human society, would be benefited by the instructions of that Guru, who is the first class devotee, topmost devotee, means Uttama Bhagavata, Bhagavata Uttama, Uttam Bhagavata, is Uttama Adhikari. By his instructions, the whole world can be benefited. That is the meaning, that he is Guru Ninam. For example, in our time, we are experiencing Srila Prabhupada's position and Srila Prabhupada's instructions. It is universal, eternal instruction, because principle of Guru also eternal, and the principle of instruction is also eternal. He is repeating, Gurudev is repeating the instruction of Krishna, so Krishna is eternal, his instructions are eternal. So Gurudev's instructions are also eternal because they are one. oneness is there. What kind of oneness? That same goal, same instruction. Krishna is interested to deliver all the fallen souls from the world and take back to the spiritual world. So Gurudev is assisting directly Krishna in that mission. Gurudev also spreading the same instructions to everyone to reclaim the fallen souls on behalf of Krishna to send us to Krishna in the Krishna Loka. Gurudev is like the person, he is very dear servant of Krishna. He is always thinking how to share the burden of Krishna, the responsibility of Krishna, because he is very much one with Krishna about Krishna's desire and about Krishna's intention and responsibility, because Krishna is Mata, Krishna is Pita. The Guru is also our Mata and Pita. How? As Krishna wants us back to him, so we will be very happy eternally. So Gurudev also has the same interest on behalf of Krishna. He's sharing Krishna's burden, Krishna's responsibility out of love. Everything he's doing out of love. He's helping Krishna. He's assisting Krishna. And the principle is the same. So whole world can be benefited. By the writing of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by the writing of Bhaktisiddhanta, also all the bona fide Vaishnava gurus from other Vaishnava sampradayas, their writings, their instructions are universal. The whole mankind will be benefited. Today also I had visited, you know, the Chaitanya Math Mandir that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had established, Gandharvika Giridhari temple. The temple is in the middle, Gandharvika Giridhari, and on the four corner, the four Sampradaya Acharyas, deity murtis are there, right, deities. They're being worshipped there, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Vishnu Swami. Yeah. And Nimbarkacharya. It's essential to pay our obeisances, respect to all the acharyas of all bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya. And in the middle, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, established Ishi Guru Gauranga, Gandharvika Giridhari. That means Mahaprabhu has combined the principle of or philosophy of all four Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas and gave us the supreme philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So therefore, it is very important to realize this point, how Guru Rinam. In India, there are many so-called gurus and they are limited to a certain district or a province. They do not even travel about India, yet they declare themselves to be Jagat Guru, the guru of the whole world. Such cheating gurus should not be accepted. Anyone can see how the bona fide spiritual master accepts disciples from all over the world. The guru is a qualified Brahmana. Therefore, he knows Brahman and Parabrahman. He thus devotes his life for the service of Parabrahman. The bona fide spiritual master who accepts disciples from all over the world is also worshipped all over the world because of his qualities. Lokanam asau pujyo yatha harihi. The people of the world worship him just as they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these honors are offered to him because he strictly follows the Brahminical principle and teaches these principles to the disciples. Such a person is called an acharya because he knows the principles of devotional service. He behaves in that way himself, and he teaches his disciples to follow in his footsteps. Thus he is an acharya or jagadguru. Even though a person is born in a brahminical family and is very expert in performing sacrifices, he cannot be accepted as a guru. If he is not a strict Vaishnava, a guru is a brahmana by qualification, and he can turn others into brahmanas according to the shastric principles and brahminical qualifications. Brahmanism is not a question of heredity. In Srimad Bhagavatam 7.11.35, Sri Narada Muni tells Maharaj Yudhishthira what a brahmana is. He states that if brahminical qualifications are observed in kshatriyas, vaishyas, or even shudras, one should accept them as brahmanas. In this regard, Srila Sridhara Swami has commented, shamadivir eva brahmanadi vyavahara mukhya na jati matraditi aha yasyeti yad yadi anyatra varnantare yapi drishyata tad varnantaram tenaiva lakshana nimittye naiva varnena binirdishet natu jati nimittye niti artha. The most important criterion for deciding whether to deal with someone as brahmana or a member of another varna is the presence or absence of self-control and similar brahminical qualities. We should not judge primarily according to the superficial characteristics like birth. This is stated in the verse beginning yasya, Bhagavatam 11.35. If the qualities of one varna are seen in someone born in another, he should be designated according to the varna of the qualities, not that of the birth. As we know, Krishna says, Chaturvarnam Maya Shishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasya. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining that. That is called Daivi Varnashram system. There is a similar statement made by Nilakantha, a commentator on the Mahabharata. Shudrapi shamadye upeto brahmana eva brahmana pi kamadye upeta shudra eva. Although one may be born in a shudra family, if he is endowed with the brahminical qualities, beginning with shama, control of the mind, he is to be accepted as brahmana. Although one may be born in a brahmana family, if he is endowed with the qualities beginning with kama, lust, he is to be considered a shudra. No one should present himself as a brahmana simply on the basis of being born in a brahminical family. One must be qualified by the brahminical qualities mentioned in the shastras, particularly the Bhagavad Gita 18.42. Shama damas tapah shaucham shantir arjavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astityam brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the brahmanas work. So Gita, in Gita Bhagavan, Krishna said very clearly, unless one is qualified with all these attributes, he cannot be accepted as a brahmana. It is not a question of simply taking birth in a brahmana family. In this regard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Goswami, although not born in Brahmana families, are accepted as bona fide spiritual masters because they were Brahmanas by qualification. Personalities like Sri Ganga Narayana, Ramakrishna, and many others who were actually born in Brahmana families accepted Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Goswami as their spiritual masters. As we also know, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj, they are not from Brahmin family. They were not born that so-called Brahmin family, but they are all so glorious, pure devotees of Krishna, acharyas. They're all acharyas. So this is the point, qualification. If Vaishnava is, must be a Brahmana, that's the point. Vaishnava is topmost position, is in topmost position. Beyond, material varnasam system, beyond. A devotee's relationship with Krishna is based on Jiva Swarup, on the platform of soul. And soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. So whatever Krishna's class, color, creed, nationality, whatever, we all belong to that class, creed, color, nationality, isn't it? Caste, whatever Krishna's caste, color, creed, nationality, we all belong to the same. Right? Jive Sarupahaya Krishna Nitya Das. On that principle, a soul is related to Krishna. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about. So there's no consideration of body or bodily related birth. Right? Bodily related birth means caste, color, creed, nationality, right? So those things are not considered here. Purely on the basis of soul. Soul is Jiva Swarup. What is the Jiva Swarup? Krishniro Nitya Das. Platform of soul. So, reading more. The Mahabhagavata is one who decorates his body with tilaka and whose name indicates him to be a servant of Krishna by the word dasa. He is also initiated by bona fide spiritual master and is expert in worshipping the deity, chanting mantras correctly, performing sacrifices, offering prayers to the Lord and performing sankirtana. He knows how to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to respect Vaishnava. When one has attained the topmost position of Mahabhagavata, he is to be accepted as Guru and worshipped exactly like Hari, the Personality of Godhead. Only such a person is eligible to occupy the post of a Guru. However, if one is highly qualified but is not a Vaishnava, he cannot be accepted as Guru. One cannot be a Brahmana unless one is a Vaishnava. If one is a Vaishnava, he is already a Brahmana. If a Guru is completely qualified as a Vaishnava, he must be accepted as a Brahmana, even if he is not born in a Brahmana family. The caste system method of distinguishing a Brahmana by birth is not acceptable when applied to a bona fide spiritual master. A spiritual master is a qualified Brahmana and Acharya. If one is not qualified Brahmana, he is not expert in studying the Vedic literatures. Nana Shastra Vichara Nahika Nipunau. Every Vaishnava is a spiritual master, and spiritual master is automatically expert in Brahmanical behavior. He also understands the Vedic. Similarly, A disciple's qualifications must be observed by the spiritual master. Now, Shishya Lakshana. So far we heard Guru Lakshana. Now, Shishya Lakshana. Similarly, a disciple's qualification must be observed by the spiritual master before he is accepted as a disciple. In our Krishna consciousness movement, the requirement is that one must be prepared to give up the four pillars of sinful life: illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. In Western countries, especially, we first observe whether a potential disciple is prepared to follow the regulative principles. Then he is given the name of a Vaishnava servant and initiated to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at least 16 rounds daily. In this way, the disciple renders devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master or his representative for at least 6 months to a year. He is then recommended for a second initiation, during which a sacred thread is offered and the disciple is accepted as a bona fide brahmana. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced the system of giving the sacred thread to a bona fide Vaishnava, and we are following in his footsteps. The qualifications of a bona fide disciple are described in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.6 as follows. Amanya matsaro daksho nirmamo drida sohida asatvarartha jigyasur anasuyar amogha bhak. The disciple must have the following qualifications. He must give up interest in the material bodily conception. This is the first point. He must give up interest in the material bodily conception. He must give up material lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. He should be interested only in understanding the science of God. And he should be ready to consider all points in this matter. He should no longer think, I am this body, or this thing belongs to me. One must love the spiritual master with unflinching faith, and one must be very steady and fixed. The bona fide disciple should be inquisitive to understand transcendental subject matter. He must not search out faults among good qualities, and he should no longer be interested in material topics. His only interest should be Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Check it out. How many good qualities do we have? Or do we have at all or not? As far as the mutual testing of the spiritual master and disciple is concerned, Parikshana, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that a bona fide disciple must be very inquisitive to understand the transcendental subject matter, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignyasu shreya uttamam. One who is inquisitive to understand the highest goal and benefit of life must approach a bona fide spiritual master and surrender unto him. A serious disciple must be alert when selecting a bona fide spiritual master. He must be sure that the spiritual master can deliver all the transcendental necessities. The spiritual master must observe how inquisitive that disciple is, how eager he is to understand the transcendental subject matter. The spiritual master should study the disciple's inquisitiveness for no less than 6 months or a year. A spiritual master should not be very anxious to accept a disciple because of his material opulence. Sometimes a big businessman or landlord may approach a spiritual master for initiation. Those who are materially interested are called Vishayis, Karmis. which indicates that they are very fond of sense gratification. Such Vishayis sometimes approach a famous guru and ask to become a disciple just as a matter of fashion. Sometimes Vishayis pose as disciples of a reputed spiritual master just to cover their activities and advertise themselves as advanced in spiritual knowledge. In other words, they want to attain material success. A spiritual master must be very careful in this regard. Such business is going on all over the world. The spiritual master does not accept a materially opulent disciple just to advertise the fact that he has such a big disciple. He knows that by associating with such Vishayi disciples, he may fall down. One who accepts a Vishayi disciple is not a bona fide spiritual master. Even if he is, his position may be damaged due to association with an unscrupulous Vishayi. If a so-called spiritual master accepts a disciple for his personal benefit or for material gain, the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple turns into a material affair, and the spiritual master becomes like a smart guru. There are many caste Goswamis who professionally create some disciples who do not care for them and their instructions. Such spiritual masters are satisfied simply to get some material benefits from their disciples. Such a relationship is condemned by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who calls such spiritual master and disciples a society of cheaters and cheated. They are also called bowlers or Prakrita Sahajiyas. Their aim is to make the connection between the spiritual master and the disciple into a very cheap thing. They are not serious in wanting to understand spiritual life. The word Sevya Bhagavan in this verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita are important. Bhagavan indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu alone is worshipable. There is no need to worship demigods. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.20. Kameshtaste hritajnana prapadyantanya devata tam tam niyamam asthaya prakritya niyata svaya. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. It is also stated in the Skanda Purana, Vasudevam parityaja yonya devam upasate swamataram parityaja swapachim bandate hisa. A person who worships the demigods and gives up Lord Vasudev is like a man who gives up the protection of his mother for the shelter of a witch. Very appropriate. It is also stated by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 9.23. Yepyanya devata bhakta yajante shradvayan mitaha tepi mam eva kaunteya yajanti abhidhi purvakam. Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship me, actually worship only me. O son of Kunti, but they do not do so in a... Sorry, what am I reading? Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me. O son of Kunti, but they do so in a wrong way. Demigods are also living entities and parts and parcels of Krishna. Therefore, in one sense, one worships Krishna when one worships the demigods, but not in the proper way. There is a proper method to water a root, water a tree. One should water the root. But if one waters the leaves and branches instead, He is simply wasting his time. If one worships the demigods to the exclusion of Lord Vishnu, his rewards will only be material, as confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 7.23. Andavattu phalam tesham tadbhavatyalpamedasham devan devo yata yajo yanti devan devo yajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and the fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets, the demigods. But my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Demigod worship is meant for unintelligent men, because the benefits derived from demigod worship are all material, temporary, and rejectable. It is also stated in the Padma Purana. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatahi Samatvenaiva Bhikshita Sa Pashandi Bhavedruvam. Whoever thinks Lord Vishnu and the demigods are on the same level is to be immediately considered a rogue as far as spiritual understanding is concerned. There are three modes of nature in the material world, but when one is situated spiritually, he is above the material modes, even though he lives in this material world, as Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Mam cha yoga vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. In material consciousness, however, even one who is situated in the mode of goodness is susceptible to pollution by the modes of passion and ignorance. When the mode of goodness is mixed with the mode of passion, one worships the sun god, Vivaswan. When the mode of goodness is mixed with the mode of when the mode of goodness is mixed with the mode of ignorance, one worships Ganapati or Ganesh. Okay. When the mode of passion is mixed with the mode of ignorance, one worships Durga or Kali, the external potency. When one is simply in the mode of ignorance, one becomes a devotee of Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is the predominating deity of the mode of ignorance within this material world. However, when one is completely free from the influence of all the modes of material nature, one becomes a pure Vaishnava on the devotional platform. As Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anya Vilashita Ashunyam Jnana Karmadhyav Napritam Anukullena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotional service. The position of Vishuddha Sattva, the position of uncontaminated goodness on the platform, one can then understand Aradhyo Bhagavan Bhaje Shataneyas Dham Vrinda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is to be worshipped along with his transcendental abode, Vrindavana. The word Sarva Mantra Vicharana in the present verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, considering all different types of mantras, there are different kinds of mantras for different kinds of devotees. There is the mantra known as the Dwadak, Dwadak, sorry, Dwadakshara. द्वादशाक्षरा mantra composed of 12 syllables, and there is the mantra composed of 18 syllables. Similarly, there are the Narasimha mantra and Rama mantra, the Gopala mantra, and so on. Each and every mantra has its own spiritual significance. The spiritual master has to select a mantra for the disciple according to the disciple's ability to chant different mantras. So we understood very wonderfully from Srila Prabhupada about the different items of this verse that Mahaprabhu mentioned. Guru Lakshana, Shishya Lakshana, Dohara Parikshana, Sevya Bhagavan, Sarva Mantra Vicharana. So in that book, Shishi Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is written very nicely. Very interesting point I have come across from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's writing about that last part, that is Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyana Abhitam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was mentioning in that writing, Upadesh, Anukulena, here Anukula is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's another name is Anukula. And Krishna is Anukula's Krishna. Means Krishna is always Srimati Radharani's Krishna. Krishna is the Srimati Radharani's property. So Anukulena Krishna Anushilana means under the subordination of Srimati Radharani, when we practice devotional service, then we achieve Uttama Bhakti. Of course, we have to be Anya Vilashita Shunyam and Jnana Karma Dhyana Pritam. Generally, we understand Anukulena means favorably. It is always favorably. When we throw ourselves at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, so Srimati Radharani actually knows how to serve Krishna properly, perfectly. Nobody can surpass the ability of Srimati Radharani's, Radharani's devotion to please Sri Krishna. That's why we always put ourselves under the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, because we cannot understand fully how to please Krishna, satisfy Krishna, but Radhani knows. So you all assist Srimati Radhani. That is the another meaning of Anukulena Krishna Anushilana. Okay? That I wanted to share with all of you. Alright? So thank you everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Bhaktiji. Thank you so much for the very, very beautiful explanation of this very wonderful purport. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much for the beautiful talk. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really nice explanation. So I request everyone to read, these purports nicely. Okay, is there anything to say?
Hare Krishna, Savitri Gopi, Mataji, Koti Koti, to your association, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Can you sing
one
bhajana for all of us, Mataji?
Bhajan?
Yes, Mataji, please.
That bhajan we sang, Sanatan Goswami, it is really beautiful.
Mataji, please sing.
Sing that bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, right? Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevula Bhakati Sadhma, Bandho Mui Savadhana Mate. To be very careful about worshipping Srila Gurudev. Sri Guru Charana Padma, the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, is the Kevula Bhakati Sadhma. Sadhma means abode of devotion. From the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, we achieve devotion to Krishna. Padmoi shavadhanamate jaharo prasade bhai ebhavatoriya jai. Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoye. We have to have firm faith. The, if we want attain Krishna, Krishna prema, we have to serve Lord, the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. Very careful. That is the point. So, actually, it's already late, but you are requesting me, so just a little bit, anything small, I'm just trying to understand. Actually, in Bengali, that is one book, Bhakti Giti Sanchayan. In this book, all the collection of the bhajans written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and also Narottam Das Thakur, all the bhajans in one place, all in Bengali. It's so wonderful. In a book. So for Bengalis, it's like a great treasure. Very great. Okay, this one.
Nodiya Godrumi Nityananda Mahajan Patiyachina Mohato Jiviru Karun Shuddhavano jan he, Shuddhavano jan. Shuddhavano jan he, Shuddhavano jan. Patiya chena mahato jiviru karun. Prabhuru agai bhai magiyei bhikha. Prabhuru agai bhai magiyei bhikha. Bolo Krishna bhajo Krishna karo Krishna shikha. Aparadha shunna haye laho Krishna naam. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhano pran. Krishna roshun shar karo chari anachar. Jive daya Krishna naam sharbo dharmo shar. Nodiya godrumi nityananda mahajan. Patiya che naam hata jive rokaran. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Very, very wonderful. Thank you. Venda Gopika Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Wonderful.
Thank you, Komotiki Mataji. Hare Krishna. Alright. Is there anything?
Hari Bol Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Dandavat Pranam, Jai Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada.
If anybody has any question, please ask me. Go ahead and ask. And if nobody has any question, then...
All right.
We can...
So we can end our class now? By being our...
Yeah.
By Vaishnavas? Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhavaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnavindaki Srila Prabhupada ki jai
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna good night bye
thank you very much Mataji
Thank you, Mataji. Tat Pat Pranam. Hare Krishna.